you love the Lord, say amen. 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 It's good to be here this morning. Good to see everybody that's come out of the house of the Lord. I still remember those that been in the hospital this week. Remember Brother Allen Hudson. He got to come home yesterday, and still remember him. Remember Beverly, that's got some surgery coming up this week, and then Sister Brenda's got some a stress test tomorrow. So remember Sister Brenda and others. Good to see Brother Gerald that's been in the hospital. Good to see him back this morning, as well as others. Amen. It's been out sick. We don't mean to leave nobody out, but we appreciate you. Glad you're doing better. And let's pray for all these that's got things going on. We're glad Brother Jeff Wiggly got a good report this week. We thank God for that. And just so much to thank him for. And his blessings upon each and every one of us. Amen. But let's couple announcements right quick. Like, don't forget the trunk or treat will be October the 28th from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And next Sunday, October the 29th, be our kickoff for Operation Christmas Child. Shoeboxes will be placed on the altar for you to take and fill. They got to be returned no later than November the 12th. So if you'll please take care of this for us. And don't forget the 5th Sunday night singing. And then Tuesday night is Brotherhood. And then also don't forget the first Sunday in November is our, that's the Sunday that you fall back. You get extra hours sleep. So we're going to make that high attendance for Sunday school. Amen. And family day. So we want to just pack the church out that day and have a good time in the Lord. Also, we'll be having a baptizing that Sunday right after the morning service. So the first Sunday in November. So remember that. Now, all these things are coming up. Please get the bulletin. All the information you need is in there each and every week. So let's please get them. As you go out or come in, if you hadn't got a flyer from Brother Donald on the high attendance thing, be sure to see him after church to get one of them. I wonder if there's anybody else, just by the uplift of the hand, like to say, preacher, we'd like to be remembered. Hey, man, God knows all about it. Hey, man, let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around, receive our morning tithes and offering. Ask the blessings upon the service today. Hey, man, good to have our missionary with us, Brother John McBride. Brother John, will you ask the blessing for us?
Thank you. sensed his presence, and I knew this was a place where love abounds. For this is a temple Jehovah God abides here, and we are standing in his presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray. On holy ground. In his presence there is joy beyond measure, and at his feet peace of mind can still be found. If you have a need, I know he has the answer. Just reach out and claim it, for we are standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know all around.
a lot of people that are sick and suffering that we don't even know about. We have them in our family. I know you have them in yours. But you know, God can take care of them. And even though we pray and we pray and we pray, He's telling us, don't give up. You know, because you might just be one prayer away from that answer to that prayer. Troubles of this life comes in and burden.
Your help is on the way. on Calvary. As Jesus drew his last breath and surrendered willingly, he was abandoned by his Father and forsaken of man, so that he would draw all people to him. He deemed it a hill worth dying on to give eternal life. A hill that requires a costly sacrifice. In total surrender, victory is won. Yielding to the Father's will, it is a hill worth dying on. Daily I'm compelled to kneel at that same cross, aware of the full price of sin. The cross displays it all. The more I know of death in him, I know it's life in me. So I lay it all down at his feet. It is a hill worth dying on to give eternal life. A hill that requires a costly sacrifice. In total surrender, victory is won. Yielding to the Father's will, it is a hill worth dying on. In total surrender, victory is won. Yielding to the Father's will, it is a hill worth dying on. Dying on.
All good and perfect gifts come from above. And I believe this song just tells it better than anything that we've ever tried to sing. Why, when we get to the chorus, I want you to help out. Because Lord knows I need the help with this. I want you to listen to the words. This merely says, God's been good. I want you to listen.
But it's more than a cliche.
Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 22, reading through verse number 23. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 22, reading through verse number 23. Great to see this great crowd out. Amen. Our $600 and $700 section is full this morning, and we just thank God for that. Amen. Make sure the ushers get that area before today's over. Amen. Thank God. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 22, and reading verse number 23. You pray for us tonight. Today we'll be able to get over in God's hands. Amen. The Bible said, let us draw near with a true heart. I like that. He said, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience and our bodies washed with a pure water. Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Look at verse number 22 one more time. Notice what he says right here. Let us draw near with a true heart, full of assurance. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, we thank you, Lord, for being here this morning. God, we thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that we failed, Lord, among our people today. And, Lord, we thank you, God, for the visitors, Lord, that have made their way here. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll touch them. Give them that we stand in need of. Lord, we ask all these things, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray, amen. And amen. Listen, neighbor, today, if I had a message, brother, I want to preach on for just a little while. Neighbor, with the Lord being our helper, neighbor, be on this right here, that word assurance. Amen. Listen, he said, having full assurance. Listen, define assurance. Listen, the state of being assured. Listen, such as being of a certain mind. Our mind frame, and I have that assurance. I listen, you know, to have assurance is just to have a peace of mind. Amen. I listen, have you ever, just like you've lost your peace of mind? Sure we do. I listen, neighbor, today. But when we lose that peace of mind, neighbor, it causes worry. Neighbor, it causes doubt. I listen to it. Listen, and the devil, he thrives on that when that happens to you and I. When we lose that peace and we lose that confidence in what we have believed or what we have put our faith and trust in today. Amen. Listen, and that is what the scripture here in Hebrews 10 and 22. He said we can be assured of these things without wavering. Listen, thank God today. Listen, we can have that. Listen, listen, the devil thrives on our uncertainties. Listen, but I'm glad when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, neighbor, when it comes to him, you can have full assurance. Amen. Listen, it's not a maybe so or a hope so. Listen, or a think so. Listen, you can have the assurance in knowing so. Amen. Neighbor, assurance. Listen, and I thought about that. There's some things today, listen, that you can get assured of. You don't have to doubt it. Listen, it is assured according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, the assurance of knowing. Listen, first of all today, listen, number one, you can have assurance in God's salvation. Amen. And somebody said, well, I just don't believe. You can know it. I would not go to bed tonight until I did know it. Yes, sir. Listen, we can have that full assurance in our salvation. I've seen my friend many times. We base our assurance of salvation in the wrong places. Neighbor, today, we tend to seek it in things that God does for us. Neighbor, today, in our life, in our spiritual works. Listen, in the works that we do. Listen, neighbor, today. Now, while this can be evidence of salvation, listen, neighbor, by the works and the fruits, neighbor, that we bear each day, listen, that don't give us the personal assurance. Listen, the Bible said it's not by works, lest any man should boast, but it's the gift of God that gives eternal life. And I have that assurance. Listen, neighbor, today, our assurance today comes from the confirmation of the Word of God. Amen. Listen, the good old B-I-B-L-E, it still works for me. Listen, I base my salvation on what thus saith of the Word of God, and not because somebody said I was saved, and not because I'm a Baptist, and not because I'm a member of the church. Listen, I need more assurance than that. Listen, I need assurance that's going to take me from here beyond the grave. Amen. Listen, to have that assurance. You can have assurance in your salvation. If you're here today and you've never been saved, you can be saved today. If you're here today and you're fighting with that insecurity, listen, with that doubt, without all these things, see, my friend, the devil, he'll thrive on that. Listen, how to be uncertain of something. Listen, not knowing of something. But I'm glad today, according to the scripture, we can have assurance in knowing that I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. And you can have that assurance today. Amen. He's not something today and different tomorrow. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I'm glad today we can drop our anchor. We can wrap our rope. We can count on it. We can depend on it. Our salvation can be assured. Our salvation can be assured. Amen. Thank God today. Amen. Look at what the Bible says in 1 John. And like I said, we base all of our confidence, all of our trust in the Word of God. Everything is based upon this book, the true and living and inerrant Word of God. And that's where my assurance is in. Amen. It's not about emotionalism, and it's not about, amen, the worldism or any other kind of ism, but it's about what thus said the Word of God that gives me the assurance to know that if I pass from death into life, I've got a better place to go. That lets me know how to listen. When they lower my body down, my heart, my soul is in the presence of the Lord. And thank God today for the assurance of knowing. Amen. The assurance of knowing. We've got an insurance policy. Amen. I've got an insurance policy on me. Listen, that I'll never get a dime of. Amen. All I do is pay the premium. But I'll never get a dime of that. Somebody else will. Amen. But this assurance policy that the Lord Jesus Christ has got for you and I, neighbor, we're going to get the final results on the other side. Amen. We'll get our reward in the morning. I'm glad we can have the assurance of knowing that. Look at what the Bible says here. David, neighbor, in the book of 1 John, chapter number 5, reading through verse number 11 through verse number 14, talking about the assurance of salvation, talking about being assured of it. You don't have to lay down at night and wonder if I'm going to hell. You don't have to lay down at night and have sweats and bad dreams of where I'm going to spend eternity. Listen, you don't have to have that doubt in your mind. You don't have to have that trouble in your heart. You can leave here today with the assurance of knowing, Brother Ronnie, I've been born again. Not how I got it, but because it's based upon the Word of God. Thank God He's real. He's real. He's real. And we've got the assurance of knowing that today. Look what He says right here, Brother James, what the Bible says. In 11 through, verse number 11 through 14. And the Bible said, and this is the record. And this is the record. Amen. See, my friend, you do know that God's got records, don't you? Amen. You do know God's keeping records too, don't you? Amen. Somebody said, well, I didn't know nobody knew that. Well, he's got a record. Thank God. He knows. He said he knows the very sincere desire of your heart. Thank God. And when the roll's called up yonder, he's going to tell you about that record. But I want to look at this record. The Bible said, and this is the record that God had given to us, eternal life. Eternal life, the assurance of salvation. That's what salvation is all about. It's about spending eternal life in a place called heaven. It's about spending eternity in a much better place where there'll be no more cancer, where there'll be no more dying, where there'll be no more heart attacks, where there'll be no more diseases, in a land that is flowing with milk and honey. Eternal life, it's leaving this world and living eternally somewhere else. That's what salvation is all about. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to go to heaven just because I'm going to get a better house. I don't want to go to heaven just because I'm going to walk on streets of gold. I want to go to heaven because I want to see Jesus. Amen. He's the one that died for me. He's the one that paid the price for me. He's the one that gave me everlasting life. He's the one that gave me joy. He's the one that gave me the blessings that I have. I'm telling you, that's what salvation is all about. To be redeemed, to be born again. And you can have that assurance in knowing that you're saved this morning. He said, this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this, listen to this, and this, life is where? Life is where? In his son. Life is where? Tell me again. One more time. Life is where? That's where salvation is. That's why I can have assurance of it. I'm glad it was not based upon what Jeff Holsey did. I'm glad it was not based on what mankind, you and I, could have did. The assurance of our salvation is based upon one thing and one thing only, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It has been the blood. It's the blood today. It'll be the blood tomorrow. I'm telling you today, the assurance that we have of our salvation is because we've been born again and washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what gives us our assurance. Amen. I don't base my assurance because I don't feel saved or I feel saved. Amen. Because there's days that I don't. There's days I'm unsure. But my assurance is based upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. Look at what he says here. The Bible said in verse number 2, he said, he that hath the Son. He that had the Son. And what did we say the key to our salvation was? The Lord Jesus Christ. None other. Matter of fact, he said if we come up some other way, he'd say, depart from me, I never knew you. So he said that he that had the Son has what? You got life. You got life. In other words, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're part of the family. You've been born in to the family of God. Not because by works, but because you was adopted into the family of God through the royal blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. You became born again. You became born into the family of God when you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. Now listen, it explains itself. I don't have to add nothing to it. Listen to what it says. It says, he that hath the Son hath life. I remember the day when the Lord saved me. Amen. You remember that day? Thank God. Now, I don't know if it was raining, if the sun was shining, or if the stars were falling, anything like that. Amen. But I can tell you one thing. I can remember the day I knelt down and asked Jesus Christ to come into my life. And ever since that day, listen, sometimes I may doubt it. Sometimes I may have pouted. But I'm glad I got the assurance to know that I've been born again. Assurance. Assurance. He said, he that had the Son had life. And he that had not the Son of God had not life. That's pretty plain, ain't it? That's pretty simple. I believe I could ask Ethan right here. Ethan's 9 or 10. You 10? How old are you, boy? 10, yeah. Man, I'm getting old. He's 10, going on 20. I believe I can ask Ethan. I won't do it this morning. I don't like to show my kids, my grandkids' intelligence, but I can ask him this morning to explain that to me. And I believe a little child could understand that. Brother Dennis, it plainly says, he that hath the Son has life. He that hath the Son has life. Brother John McBride, he that's been born again, him that's got Jesus Christ in his heart, he's got life. Listen, and listen, there's nothing the devil can do about it. I've been born again. Then it also said, he that hath not the Son. In other words, Brother Jim, those that have never accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, those that have never knelt down and said, Lord, I'm a sinner, I need to be saved. Those that have never realized there's something missing in their life, that void, that emptiness is just there, and they're filling it with everything else except the Lord. He said, those people that do not have me, they don't have life. They don't have life. I used to worry about that, Ronnie. You know, you grew up like we did. Our daddies was preachers and pastors, and we went to church every time the doors was open. Man, we tried to live right the best we could, and it just seemed like we struggled all the time. It really did. Amen. My sister asked me yesterday at Gavin's party. She said, I was going through pictures of you over at Mama's, and she said, why is there every picture of you? You ain't never got a shirt on. And I was little now. I said, well, you didn't realize that we were so poor. I was waiting on Ricky to get it wore out. I got it next. We wore hand-me-downs. Mom opened me up a store called that one day. Hand-me-downs. But they passed on down. And that's the way it is with Jesus Christ. When we got born again, everything Jesus had, he passed on down to you and I. Amen. No greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. He said, he that's got life, he that has the Son has got life. He that hath not the Son don't have life. We can have assurance of salvation today. We can have assurance of it. He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know. That you may know, not hope so. Not maybe so. Well, I think I'm saved. I was baptized. Grandma told me I was saved. My aunt on my uncle's side told me I was saved. That ain't assurance. He said, if we're to be saved, he said, we can know it. He said, we can know it. He said, these things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know, that you may know. And look at verse number 14. And this is the confidence. Boy, to have confidence. To have confidence. To be able to put your trust in. To have total assurance of. To have confidence. And this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. I'm glad we can have assurance in God's salvation. Number two, not only can we have assurance in God's salvation, but we can have assurance of God's love. We can have assurance in the love of God. He didn't love Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac any more than he loved me, Brother Donald Lester, and Robert Brown. Christ loves you and I today. And we can have that assurance to know. And we can have that peace of mind in knowing that we can have that assurance of the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ today. God absolutely loves you. God absolutely loves you. You ever heard this statement? Nobody loves me. We've all went through that. Amen. Nobody loves me. God does. I don't have a friend in the world. God loves you, and he's the dearest friend you've ever had. You can have assurance of that. You can have assurance and that he absolutely loves. It's hard to wrap your mind of how great God's love really is. See, it's deeper than just feelings. It's deeper than just feelings. I'll use Brother Timmy right here. I love Brother Timmy. I do. But you know what? I could hurt his feelings. He wouldn't love me as much. He wouldn't love me as much. Ain't you glad God don't work like that?
Amen.
Because I'm sure sometime down the road I've hurt his feelings. But I'm glad his God, the love of God never changes. You can have assurance. God's love is not based on feelings. It's not based on emotions. It's not based on anything that material speaking. God loves you. He, matter of fact, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Assurance. God's love, amen, unconditional, undeserving, but God loves us. See, love, the love of God is where our faith starts. That's where our faith starts. Understanding God's love for you. See, if you don't have the assurance of God's love, if you don't have the assurance of God's love, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, your Christian journey won't last very long. If you do not have the assurance that he loves you, there's not a marriage that'll work without assurance that them partners love each other. It takes that assurance. Why? Because we all go through storms, we all go through valleys, and we all go through struggles and trials. Our journey as a Christian, our faith that we have in the Lord, it won't last long if we don't have assurance. Because there'll be times in our life we can't feel him. There'll be times in our life when we can't hear him. There'll be times in our life that we can't see him. But it's in those times in our life that we must have the assurance that he has not moved, that he is still there. He's still on the throne. He's still working. I don't understand what I'm going through. I don't understand what I'm facing. I don't understand what I'm struggling with. But God, I've got my assurance, not based on my ability, not based on the world, but I've got my assurance based in the love, and my salvation is based upon God's word, and that is what I have assurance in today.
Amen.
Assurance. Assurance. We can have assurance of God's salvation and God's love. God's love. And then number three, assurance. Assurance in God's salvation. You can be sure. I know I'm saved. Listen, if you don't know nothing else today, if you don't get anything else out of this whole service, I want you to examine your heart, and I want you to be sure of your salvation. Amen. I want you to be sure of your salvation, not based on what somebody told you, but your salvation is heartfelt between you and God. You got to make sure I've been saved. I know that. That's the main thing in your life you need to take care of. It's the most important thing in your life. Why? Because we're not promised tomorrow. We're here today and gone tomorrow. One writer said it's like a flower that blooms for a little while and just fadeth away. But I'm glad we can have that assurance, ain't you? It's a full assurance. Look, put Hebrews 10 and 22 and 23 back up one more time. Number three. Not only God's salvation and not only God's love. Let's read this again where we started from here in the book of Hebrews. He said, let us draw near with a true heart. With a true heart. In full assurance of faith. See, it's hard to have faith if you don't have assurance. It's hard to have faith when we don't have assurance. See, that insecurity. Insecurity in our mind, in our heart, And see, the devil thrives on it. The devil thrives on it. Amen. You know, back when we was kids, it ain't been too long ago, but back when we were kids, any of you ever take and pour salt on a snail? Boy, some of y'all never had a childhood. They missed out on the best parts of their life. But you pour that salt on that snail, and that thing just, it would. I didn't do it. Ricky and him did. I'm so glad I got a family member that goes here. I'll get on my in-laws next Sunday. But that's the way Satan works on our insecurities. When we're insecure with something, Brother Jimmy, it's like he takes that and just pours it on there, makes that doubt. We start doubting. You know, I'm going through this struggle. God's not going to hear me. I'm facing these hard times. God don't care about me. God don't love me. And boy, the devil, Olivia, he just over and over and over your head. But we've got it that in times like that, brother Dennis, we got to have that assurance that he's there. Let's read that. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promise. One more verse. Verse number 24. Look at what he said. Hebrews 10 and 24. No, Acts 23. That's good. That was it. That's it. Amen. The hold fast. Hold fast. All right, number three. And I'm going to go through it right quickly. God's salvation, you can have assurance of. God's love, you can have assurance of. Number three, God's promises, you can have assurance of. I'm standing on the promises of God. We know the promises of God's word, but learning to trust in them. But learning to trust in them and having assurance. When we rely on God's promises, we become complete. Look at Colossians chapter number 2, verse number 9 and verse number 10. We become complete in our relationship with Lord Jesus Christ when we really, really put our confidence and faith in him. The Bible says in Colossians 2 and verse number 9, it said, for him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Next verse. And you are complete. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all. See, everything, where did I say salvation was? In him. Where's our faith at? It's in him. When we allow that assurance to come in him, we have the blessings. We have the blessings of his promises. Trusting and relying on him. There was a man one time, stretched cord out over, one of them cords out over the Grand Canyon. He took a wheelbarrow, Brother Ronnie. He took that wheelbarrow and went all the way across that cord. Death was laying up under him if he fell. Boy, everybody on the ground down there was going, woo! He went all the way across. He turned around. He said, how many thinks I can do it again? Everybody said, yeah, woo! He said, I need one person to get in the wheelbarrow. Didn't get a volunteer. See, we know the promises of God. Brother Greg, we know them. Man, we sing them. I'm standing on the promises of God, my King. Boy, we can do it. But learning to trust in them when I'm in that valley. Brother Ronnie, learning to trust like you and Sister Trish are having to go through the loss of a child. These that are facing cancer. These that are struggling. Then is when it's hard. Then is when it's hard. And I'm not going to tell you it ain't. It's hard times. But what I want you to know, in those times, we've got the assurance of knowing. We've got the assurance of knowing. Do you know, in the twinkling of an eye, this world could just be a memory? Thank God. But I'm glad today it's all based on the assurance. It's all based on the assurance. Number one, the assurance of God's salvation. I know I'm saved. The assurance of God's love. I know He loves me. The assurance of God's promises. You can count on them. You can rely on them. Assurance. The state of being assured. Such as being of a certain mind. Peace of mind. I tell Lisa, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what, but got where I have a hard time sleeping sometimes. She'll say, you need to clear your mind. I've got so much on it. I've got church. I've got work. I've got members going through things. And my mind just, I'm sitting there, and sometimes I'm trying to solve the whole world before I get up the next day. And I don't sleep any. That sound like some of y'all too? It's hard to put that assurance and just say, God, you got it. Like Pam hit the nail on the head this morning. We've got assurance, but it's hard to trust in it. It's hard to trust in it. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. We don't know your mind, don't know your heart this morning. Fanny Crosby wrote one of the greatest songs that ever been written, The Blind Lady, and she was a Methodist. Simply said this, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. That was just a poem. And it turned it into a song. You can have that blessed assurance. Stand together with me. Brother Robbie, what you got?
177.
Why, these are praying, would you come?